Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand, Chris Gasper. We now welcome in Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, and he's brought to us by Franklin Pierce University in New England. We're used to winning. And with a degree from Franklin Pierce University, you can win your dream job. Visit franklinpierce.edu. Andy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I wasn't sure we were going to have you today. I thought there was a strong possibility that you were going to resign from your job this week after James Devlin did not end up on the cover of Patriots Football Weekly. I thought that was a major disappointment.
Well, as I told my boss, Fred Kirsch, I'm going to do him a favor, given that his recent covers and his recent overall job have been disappointing. He needs me more than ever to help him finish this season. So I'm doing him a favor. I didn't resign. I'm going to stick around.
Oh, no, by disappointing, I mean it was disappointing that you didn't resign.
Yes, I know. Screw you guys. He should have been on the cover.
But really, I'm with you.
Full back to the future. Full back Andy. To the future were the cover words. Full back to the future. Tremendous.
Good headline.
Put it in the font. Back to the future. Boom.
Very punny.
A little hokey.
It works. Yeah,
you're
it's a little
hokey.
Cheesy, a little corny, but whatever.
That's what we're supposed to be. We're a freaking team newspaper. Is there anything
that's what you are. Yes, that is definition of being corny.
Not up to the Patriots standard, Andy.
I would just say that if not last week, when does he end up on the cover? Has he been on it before?
It's the bias against fullbacks. It's clear. I mean, it's just it's unacceptable in this day and age. And is there a guy who's done his job better this season from week 1 to week 13 than James Devlin? There is not. He's the true Pro Bowler on the team.
No, I mean, based on role, it's hard to argue with.
Well, I'd say James White, but it's close.
Nope, nothing. I didn't. You know, do you see James White get tackled on that first play in Tennessee? Set the tone. You make that guy miss, maybe you win the game.
Well,
James Devlin would have made a miss.
A serious thought on James Devlin. This team needs him in that role.
Yeah, they do.
Because the guys they have can't handle it. The guys they have on this roster are not good in short yardage situations like the ones he's been put in to sort of fix. And so I could see more of this happening going forward with James Devlin. You got him on the roster. Use the ability. He's there for you. Use it.
I agree. And to me, it sort of plays into the overall dynamic of this offense. And I know people are maybe struggling with it a little bit, but you're not what AU used to be, and you're not the Chiefs, you're not the Rams, you're not the Saints, you're a different type of offense, and that's okay. You can still win. You can still have a ground game and balance things out and play games in the high 20s instead of the high 30s, but you know, you're just not, and I don't know that they want to be that, you know, short yardage plays, running jet sweep, direct snaps, and things of that nature. It's okay if you say, you know what, Shaq Mason's pretty good, James Devlin's pretty good. Let's just line up and run the football against some lighter fronts and some of the different things defenses do these days. So I like it personally, and I know, you know, I kind of play it up. But to me, it's just a symbolic of what the team is, and I think James Devlin has done a nice job in that role. Now, it's interesting. He went, what, 5 years between carries, 4 or 5 years between carries, and then all of a sudden he had a bunch this week, a couple touchdowns. I actually thought he caught the ball well, that one first down catch he had. You know, if he can maximize those opportunities, then teams at least have to think about him in his various abilities and roles. So I like it. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and obviously no Dwayne Allen once again today. So there's not really a lot there. You know, you look at his role, sort of fullback, H-back, you know, even a little tight end. If he can maximize those opportunities, that helps the offense. You've talked about, you know, the running game here, Andy. It would seem like that's a weakness of the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins have allowed 16 runs of 20 yards or more this year. Only the Jets have allowed more, and they're 30th in the NFL in rushing defense, surrendering 144.7 yards per game. Is this another game where the Patriots dial up the run game?
I think so. You know, we've been talking about that all week at PFW. I think this is a game where if he's healthy and you finish today and Sony Michel doesn't have, I don't know, 20 carries for 120 yards and a touchdown, I'm not sure how well you played. And I know there's a little bit of that, oh, Howard's out, their best defensive player, their best cornerback's out, let's throw the football. You can get to that. You can do both. You don't have to get overzealous there and say we're going to come out, spread them and shred them and get off to a fast start. And the things that, you know, I do think they want to get off to a fast start, but you don't have to do that through the air and be enticed into doing that because their corner's out. They give up 5 yards a carry. Take 5 yards a carry. You're a good running team. You have a good offensive line that's healthy. You have a couple running backs that are healthy. You know, we remember a couple years ago when they were challenged to run in Miami, and they couldn't.
Steven Jackson, yes.
Right.
They decided that they wanted to suddenly establish a running game in the last game of the year.
Right, which was a curious decision at the time. I would flip the script in this game. I think this is a game where you do run it because you can run it. This isn't some weird, curious decision. this is part of who you are, you know, in terms of your DNA as an offense this year. And so I think you should do that, and that'll open everything else up. You know, they're become, excuse me, I swallowed my tongue there for a second. They're becoming a cliche on offense. You know, run the ball, play action, pass, open things up, where they used to be the anti-cliche. It was the pass, set up the run, spread them and shred them. And I think it's okay to be a little different and a little old school.
Well, you have to play to your talent, right? I mean, that's what the best teams do. That's what the best coaches do, and they certainly have the best coach. So I think you have enough of a sample size after 12 games to realize what you do well offensively. I remember Brady talking about that in the beginning of the year. We have to find out what we do well offensively. Well, it is running the ball. It might not be in short yardage, but it is running the ball and setting up play action. That's what you do well offensively. You know, spreading and shredding, as you said, is not necessarily what they do well offensively, and we haven't seen a ton of up-tempo this year.
No, and I think even the receiver position and some of your playmakers, you know, with the questions about Rob Gronkowski and the continued evolution of Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman's numbers being down a little bit on a per-game type basis and some of those things, it's okay to say we have Burkhead healthy, because I would factor him in as well. He ran it a little bit last week. I would assume he can run it a little more this week. And I know health is a factor for both running backs based on their career, based on this season. But you have two of them. The longer you can have two of them alternating and healthy, the better. Just be who you are, even if who you are isn't who you were.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I also think that the more they – it wasn't that good.
Back to the future.
Yeah. The more they run, even if on a day like today where it makes a lot of sense to come out and run a lot on this team, the more this team runs, I think the more other teams and future opponents – will respect their running game, right?
Yes. Yes.
I think that helps in a lot of ways going forward.
And you play into your 41-year-old quarterback's greatest strength, his mind, his eyes. Now you come to the line of scrimmage, he does what he wants. You know, everybody made a big deal last week when he's, you know, checked down to James White, if you guys saw that little clip where he basically mid-play told him, I'm throwing it to you, I'm checking it down to you. His brain is unquestionable, in my opinion. So if you bring him to the line and he's counting the box and he's figuring out, oh, it's a heavy front, light front, they're dropping out, they're coming in. That allows him to do whatever he wants, and I think that puts them at their best advantage to win right now and use his mind if his body's not quite what it once was, if he's not throwing the ball quite as well as a team with him as they once did.
All right, Andy, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Fullback to the future. It has a nice ring. Maybe T-shirts instead of covers, right?
Yeah, sure. Get on it.
See you guys.
I don't know what the market for those T-shirts would be, but yeah, no, go for it. I encourage you, go for it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.